the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for an 80% chance for rain with a high of 67. Tonight, 30% chance for showers with a low of 52. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. 20-year-old Rick Meter and 35-year-old Tara Hawes were sentenced to 50 years in prison yesterday in connection to the shooting death of Kyle Johnson in Olney in 2020. Meter pleaded guilty in September in Richland County Court to one count of first-degree murder, and Hawes was found guilty in March of first-degree murder. Each will have to serve 3 years of mandatory supervision upon release as well. Last week, 18-year-old Kalia Arnone, Meter's girlfriend at the time of the murder, was sentenced to 15 years in prison after being found guilty of first-degree murder by accountability. 33-year-old Dale E. Boatman Jr. was sentenced to 15 years in prison last year after pleading guilty to a reduced charge of aggravated battery with the use of a firearm in connection to the incident. More news next.
Your family's care team is close to home at Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics in McLeansboro and Carmine. From routine care, vaccines and DOT physicals, to disease management, x-ray, lab work, and COVID testing. With 9 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, Hamilton Memorial has you covered. Plus, for those unexpected illnesses, our weekend walk-in clinics in Carmine and McLeansboro. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics. Here for you now, like we've always been.
You can buy more of what you want when you save on what you need. Save on meal ingredients by shopping Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmine. Little Giant's team of buyers are constantly scanning wholesalers, looking for pantry favorites and meal ingredients at astonishing savings just so you can shop confidently, knowing that you can come in anytime and find great deals from fresh cuts of meat and grocery items to deli, fresh produce, and frozen goods. See just how much more your dollar buys at Little Giant Grocery, Carmine, Illinois.
In other news, 11 men and women were honored yesterday during the annual police memorial ceremony in Springfield, including Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley. Secretary of State Jesse White and Comptroller Susana Mendoza spoke at the ceremony.
You are our heroes, and we rely upon you to keep us safe. Without you, perish the thought as to what society would be. And as law enforcement officers, you put your lives on the line each and every day to protect our communities in our population.
There's nothing any of us, certainly not politicians, can say to make you feel better. I understand that. But to the family members, please know that while your loss is immeasurable and your anguish may at times seem unbearable, you are not alone.
Others killed in the line of duty include Chicago Officer Ella French, Pontoon Beach Officer Tyler Timmons, Champaign Officer Christopher Oberheim, Bradley Officer Marlene Ripmanick, and ISP Trooper Todd Hanneken. Their names are etched on the official memorial on the state capitol lawn. Fairfield police arrested 38-year-old Fairfield resident Tracy L. Glad yesterday morning on a charge of domestic battery. Glad was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of bond. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of April. Troopers in District 19 recorded 1,265 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 470 citations and 1,144 written warnings, including 175 speeding citations, 61 occupant restraint citations, 27 distracted driving citations, 26 criminal arrests, and 405 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 266 citations and 558 written warnings for Fatal Four violations. These violations are most associated with fatal traffic crashes and include DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 53 motorists, conducted 96 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 25 traffic crashes. There was one fatal traffic crash, resulting in one fatality, investigated by District 19 last month. District 19 includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. Senior Awards Day at Wayne City High School is scheduled for Tuesday at 1 p.m. The Wayne City High School Senior of the Year will be chosen from the Seniors of the Month, and $100,000 in Wayne City High School Scholarship Foundation Awards will also be announced. Seniors of the month include Ellie Dickey in September, Nick Lambert in October, Lucy Curtis in November, Ethan Thomason in December, Riley Irwin in January, Amber McGee in February, Clay Reed in March, and Keegan Smith in April. Award sponsors can contact Ruth Kistner at 895-3108 to reserve a spot for the program. The public is also invited to attend. Emergency Medical Services Week is May 15th through the 21st, a chance to honor the sacrifice and dedication of EMS workers. The Wayne County Ambulance Service will celebrate EMS Week on May 16th by offering free blood pressure checks and blood sugar checks from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will also offer ambulance tours at its building at 501 Southwest 7th Street in Fairfield. More than $525,000 in scholarships and monetary awards was awarded to Fairfield Community High School seniors yesterday at their annual awards event. Alexis Thomason, Trenton Jones, Haley Dozier, Connor Dagg, and Hunter Biggs were recognized with Illinois State Scholar Awards, and Dagg and Elena Kuntz won the U.S. Army Scholar Athlete Awards. Chris Henry, Ryland Thompson, Parker Richardson, and Blaine Milner were recognized for their plans to enter the National Guard, and Remington Wheeler was recognized for plans to enter the U.S. Army. Jace Bankston, Biggs, Jones, and Camden Robbins received $750 Fairfield First Step Rotary Scholarships. Chase Hallam, a $1,000 Wabash Telephone Communications Award, Dozier, a $1,000 Burnt Prairie Masonic Lodge Award, and Noah Barger, a $1,000 Wabash General Hospital Award. Robbins and Henry won $500 Wayne County 4-H Foundation Scholarships. Madison Oliver won a $100 Chamber of Commerce Scholarship, and Biggs was honored with the Tegan Tietrich FFA Memorial Award. $500 People's National Bank Scholarships were awarded to Kenzie Vaughn, Kenna Davis, Robbins, Bradley Simpson, Barger, Sophia Wolf, and McGuire Taylor. Biggs and Tyler Coker won the Scholastic Society Distinguished Service Award, McKenna Poole the CEO Entrepreneur of the Year Award, and Kyan August the Be the Change Award. A full list of scholarship and award winners can be found on our headlines page. 21-year-old Fairfield resident Troy D. West was injured in a two-vehicle accident yesterday near Kuntz Cemetery south of Fairfield. According to Illinois State Police, at approximately 2:30, West was northbound on Highway 45 in a 2005 GMC and slowed to turn left onto a county road. 21-year-old Fairfield resident Mackenzie N. Conrad was following in a 2018 Jeep and struck him in the rear. West was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Conrad reported no injuries on scene and was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. All lanes of traffic were open during crash investigation. The Fairfield citywide yard sale is set to be held tomorrow after being postponed last week, per Wayne County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Libby Lingefelter. She says some sales may have taken place last week, and some that were scheduled may have conflicts tomorrow, but most sales should take place as planned. Sale maps can be found in the Wayne County Press, at the Chamber office, or at the CDC. In other Chamber business, as of yesterday morning, 4 spots were open for the annual golf scramble. Lingefelter has more details on that event, which is scheduled for May 27th.
The golf scramble is the one and only fundraiser the Chamber has done for many years. So we will have lunch at noon, and the lunch this year will be provided by the Green Pig. And we'll have tee off at 1. So if you want a team, it's 4-man teams, $200. We have limited spots, so we allow 14 teams. We always sell out. So if you've got a team that you want to put together and you need the paperwork, call me. I'll be happy to send it to you, or you can stop at the Chamber office.
Hole sponsorships are also available, but prize sponsorships have been filled. The Fairfield Business and Professional Women's Foundation is accepting scholarship applications for Wayne County High School girls and mature women returning to college. All scholarships awarded will be valued at $2,000. High school applications will be available in school guidance offices, and the mature women's scholarship application is available at Frontier Community College. Scholarships must be postmarked for return by June 1st. According to our sister station in Carmi, the city of Carmi will soon add a Tractor Supply Company location. The new business will be housed in the former Rural King and Kmart building, per the property shop owner Amber Knight. Knight says the farm store will hopefully be open by the beginning of August. The building in question has been empty for several years, and online records indicate it sold for $900,000. The IDPH reported no new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne, Edwards, Marion, Lawrence, or Jefferson counties yesterday. Wabash County added 3 cases, Hamilton County 2, and White, Clay, and Richland counties 1. As a state, Illinois announced 4,148 new cases and 10 additional deaths. A report on a COVID-19 outbreak at the LaSalle Veterans Home in November 2020 is out. 36 residents died from COVID, and the Auditor General says the IDPH didn't show up to react to the spread of the virus inside the home until 11 days after the outbreak began. Governor J.B. Pritzker says everything was going against keeping residents safe.
At a time when all agencies were stressed, at a time when the disease itself was widespread and rampant, one, people in the area weren't following mitigations. People were being infected and bringing it into the home, and that was an enormous challenge. And then on top of that, there were some management faults that occurred. And as you know, I did hold people accountable, and I did fire people who were in those positions.
The report says the region in which the home is found saw cases jump by 212% from October to November of 2020. The IDPH is backing the FDA's proposal to ban menthol-flavored cigarettes and cigars. Kim Howard reports.
Menthol is the last flavor that's currently allowed in cigarettes, and the FDA says banning it will help prevent people from picking up the habit and ultimately save lives. State Public Health Tobacco Control Program Director Gail DeVito agrees.
They make it easier to smoke, and in that way, they lead to quicker nicotine addiction. If there was no menthol and youth had to start with just tobacco flavored, science shows that they would be less likely to continue because of the harshness of it. The public health interest in banning menthol is that young people, certain ethnicities, African Americans, certain demographic groups, LGBTQ population, all of these groups smoke menthol tobacco at a higher rate than non-menthol tobacco.
The FDA also wants to ban flavoring, including menthol, in cigars. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois' senior senator is lashing out at Republicans following a document leaked from the Supreme Court suggesting a possible overturn of Roe v. Wade. Dick Durbin says the document opens a can of worms with a Republican stronghold on the nation's highest court.
I would say to Justice Alito and the others who are joining him, try to find the word privacy in that Constitution. You won't. It's not in there, but in Griswold versus Connecticut and other cases, we decided that was part of what being an American is all about. If they're going to be so literal in their translation, be prepared, because this culture war is going to take us beyond abortion. It's going to take us into family planning. The rights of those who are LGBTQ and certainly gay marriage are all at stake in this culture war. The contours of the November election this year changed. We're going to find across America that this decision by the Alito Court is going to be a decision which is going to reverberate around America in states red and blue, and the American people will have the last word.
The Democratic whip said he had read the document and that it was a breach of the high court. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatments, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 57 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 32,735, that's down 262 points. The NASDAQ is at 12,190, down 127. The current price of crude oil is $101.26 per barrel, up one penny since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 90-year-old Flora residents Mark S. and Mary Jo Harvey died in the past year. Services will be Saturday at 2 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 1 to service time, and interment will be in Elmwood Cemetery. 93-year-old Louisville resident George Schuyler Wiley died on Tuesday. Services will be Saturday at 10 at McGriffin Triplett Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation will be today from 5 to 8, and burial will be at Christian Home Cemetery. 86-year-old Nancy Ray Maxwell died on Saturday. Services will be Saturday at noon at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Antioch Missionary Baptist Church Cemetery. 86-year-old Fairfield resident Robert T. Vaughn died on Friday. Services will be today at 2 at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, and burial with military rites will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, deals on Mother's Day gifts.
Moms are the best.
And deserve the best, which is why I went to Kohl's and got Nike tees for under $30, jewelry for just $19.99, and slippers for under $17.
Leave it to you to find all the savings.
What can I say? Like mother, like daughter. Did I mention you can get an extra 15% off or even more with a Kohl's card?
Your mom would be so proud.
Select styles, Nike sale ends May 8th. Coupons do not apply. 15% off ends May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Time for a Friday check of sports. In high school baseball yesterday, Harrisburg over Carterville 9-6. And in high school softball, Carterville over Mount Vernon 11-0. In high school bass fishing yesterday at Wren Lake, Fairfield's number one team finished fourth. Logan Averill, Carson White, and Haley Coram are all alternatives to go to state. At the Newton Lake sectional, Flora's number two team, Tyler Conrad, Ty Leak, and Tyler Herman finished first. Their number one team finished fifth. At the Class L regional track meet at Salem yesterday, Emery Sager of Center Street placed first in the 1600 meter and the 800 meter. She advances to the state meet held at Carterville on May 14th. The Phi and Rice Law Office LLC Golf League will begin June 6th at the Fairfield Public Golf Course with a 5:30 shotgun start. Two-person teams will play weekly nine-hole matches and accumulate points through August 16th. Matches will be scheduled on Mondays and Tuesdays. League dues are $55 per person and include the annual USGA GHIN handicap account and winnings at the end of the season. Dues do not cover regular green and cart fees for the matches. The sign-up sheet can be found at the course outside of the pro shop, and the team sign-up deadline is June 1st at 6 p.m. Dues must be paid in full before the June 6th and 7th matches. Anyone seeking more information can contact Marty Vaughn at martinvaughn@gmail.com or 617-866-3378. In MLB action last night, the Angels take care of the Red Sox 8-0, Guardians over the Blue Jays 6-5, Orioles over the Twins 5-3, Astros sneak by the Tigers 3-2, Rays over the Mariners 4-3, Brewers put a spanking on the Reds 10-5, Rockies over the Nationals 9-7, the Mets score 7 runs in the ninth inning to take care of the Phillies 8-7, the Padres over the Marlins 2-1, and the Cardinals over the Giants 7-2. In the NHL playoffs, the Rangers over the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-2. That series is tied at 1 apiece. Panthers over the Capitals 5-1. That series tied at 1 apiece. Avalanche over the Predators 2-1 in overtime. The Avalanche lead that series 2-0. Stars over the Flames 2-0. That series tied at 1 apiece. At the PGA Wells Fargo Championship, Jason Day leading all golfers with a 7-under. Joel Dahman at second place with a 6-under. And we have 5 golfers tied for third, all with a 5-under. Paul Barjon, Matthew Wolf, Danny McCarthy, Aaron Rye, and Callum Tarrant, all, again, with a 5-under. The 76ers are planning on playing without center Joel Embiid in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. Embiid remains in NBA's concussion protocol, so he must be listed as out until he recovers. However, Adrian Wojnarowski says the superstar's availability could change if he positively progresses before Friday's game against the Heat. Embiid has not played since Game 6 of Philadelphia's first-round matchup with Toronto. The 76ers are down in the series against Miami 2-0. Here's the schedule for today, weather permitting, that is. FCHS Boys Track and Field at DuQuoin Classic meet time is set for 4 o'clock. Tomorrow, May 7th, FCHS Baseball is at Altamont. Game time is set for 11 a.m. And FCHS Softball hosts the May Day Tourney at 9 a.m. In the NBA, the Heat at the Sixers, the Heat lead that one 2-0, and the Suns at the Mavericks, the Suns lead that one 2-0. In the MLB, the Royals at the Orioles, Rangers at the Yankees, Blue Jays at the Guardians, White Sox at the Red Sox, Tigers at the Astros, Athletics at the Twins, Rays at the Mariners, Dodgers at the Cubs, Pirates at the Reds, Mets at the Phillies, Brewers at the Braves, Marlins at the Padres, Rockies at the Diamondbacks, Cardinals at the Giants, and the Nationals are at the Angels. In the NHL playoffs, the Hurricanes at the Bruins. Hurricanes lead that series 2-0. Maple Leafs at the Lightning, Wild at the Blues, and the Oilers are at the Kings. Those three series are tied 1-1. Also today, the Wells Fargo Championship continues at Potomac. That is a Friday check of sports.
I'm Drew Pounson, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 63. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, cloudy with a low of 51. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 47. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of 58. Monday, sunny with a high near 85. And Monday night, mostly clear with a low of 66.
WFIWradio.com. WFIWradio.com. Your hometown homepage.
Join us May 7th for the Spring Market at Willow Creek Venue, featuring local and unique vendors as well as live music, bar service, and food trucks. Follow us on Facebook at Willow Creek Venue Fairfield for vendor previews, sneak peeks, and more.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Big Deal Store has a great deal on Bopple's Home Furnishing Certificates. Pick one up and get a great value on top quality furniture at Bopple's Home Furnishing in McLeansboro on the south side of the square.
Discover our all-new senior living options. Brookstone Estates Assisted Living and Emerald Glen, the area's only supportive living where financial assistance may be available. Both locations offer private apartment homes and custom care and services. Residents enjoy delicious meals, social programming, beautiful courtyards, and more. Schedule a visit today at either location. Visit brookstone-estates.com. Mention this ad and receive $500 off your first full month's rent.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might...
I'm Drew Pounson, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 63. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, cloudy with a low of 51. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 47. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of 58. Monday, sunny with a high near 85. And Monday night, mostly clear with a low of 66.
When you think of everyday great deals on love seats, recliners, and sectionals, you need to think of Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center has some of the best deals in the area, and they have them every day. Shop Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, they'll treat you right. Here's what's going on. The Mount Airy Ruritan Club will be serving breakfast on Saturday, May the 7th from 6 until 9 a.m. Menu will consist of sausage, sausage gravy, biscuits, scrambled eggs, hash browns, pancakes, and beverages. Price is $7 for adults and $3 for children.